Blog Talk Radio.
We as disabled people are not protected enough. Now, there's an agency that's supposed to protect people. They don't do a good job at all. But we are not included at all in their protective services as disabled people. Now, I'll give you one example. There's many of them. If a person is denied a service dog, why doesn't Adult Protective Services or Child Protective Services do something to protect that person? Not to say that every person should have a service dog or that the disabled person should have the dog, but they should look into it and investigate why. And is this person more in danger now because they don't have the dog? Because I'll tell you something, thousands of people are. And you have all kinds of stories that we don't know about. How many people are afraid to go out who are blind, who have been denied a guide dog? You know, we don't hear about these stories because, as we mentioned last night, the press doesn't cover stories like that. It's not exciting enough for them, you know. But we should have protection. If a person is denied a wheelchair, you know, where's the protection? You know, we urge the governor to amend whatever law he has to amend to include the agencies, Adult Protective, Child Protective, to be allowed by law to investigate why we're not getting the things we need and to protect us, because they have the power and the option to go into court. You know, we all know that.
It's going to come up, the ADA.
Yeah. One of the ways that they believe that they're protecting people is, you know, if something's going on in the home that's not cool, they'll get them out and put them in a shelter or even put them into a nursing home. Well, that's not the best way to protect people. We all know that. There are better ways, you know. But that's neither here nor there, because what we're talking about is the segment of the population that doesn't even have protection from this agency. And where is our protection? I mean, okay, in certain ways you can, under certain circumstances you can get a hearing. You know, you're protected like that. But there are many, many instances and ways where we are not protected that should be changed, you know, to give us protection and for the things we need to conduct our lives. Let's say an agency denies you a wheelchair, or Medicaid denies you, or whatever. Because, you know, we've all heard the story, well, it was your fault that the chair broke, you know. Which to me, you know, the next thing is, well, why don't they make them better?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, again, don't blame the person who's using the chair, because that person didn't build the chair, you know? And we all know that those wheelchairs are not made as strong as they could be. So if the person is denied the wheelchair, you know, why doesn't Adult Protective Services come in and do something about it and protect that person? Because even, you know, if you're denied that chair, and it's not time for you to get a new chair, you probably can't even get a hearing from Medicaid under those circumstances.
No, you can't.
You see?
Frank?
That's why Yeah, and welcome. That's why we should be protected by this agency for whatever it's worth. I mean, you know.
I'm going to say one thing. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not going to be on the show this evening. I'm feeling overtired. Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know. I just am going to, you know, relax this evening out because they I'm like over exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
well,
sorry.
We'll miss you.
I know. I'm sorry. I just am really, really tired.
All right, so I hope you feel better. Get some rest.
Yes, I know. Thank you, guys. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, and so many different ways that we need protection. Another one. Why doesn't Adult Protective Services insist, you know, and communicate with the traffic people and make sure that every traffic light can be read by everyone? I think that should be one of their jobs. Because you're more in danger when you have to cross the street. You don't know where you are. You don't even know if you're crossing the right street. And you can't read the light. Now, where's the protective services for both children and adults? There's another way that they should be employed and incorporating, you know, help. Make sure that all those traffic lights, because the agencies don't do a damn thing about it. They put it on us. Well, it shouldn't be on us. It's not on able-bodied people. If something happens to the light, they're out there with cops and everything else. Where's our protection? Again, this agency does not protect us as disabled citizens. And they should. All the signs that visually impaired cannot read. You know? That's another way that you could be more vulnerable or possibly in danger. You know? And also the announcing the stops on the buses and so people could know where they are. You know? They should be examining that too and making sure that it's getting done. That's another way to protect people. All these little things. You know, when you ride the subway, these announcements, every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, whatever it is, protect yourself.
Never.
You know? Now, how are you supposed to protect yourself when these agencies aren't doing a damn thing to help you protect yourself? You know? That's really how we are left out, and it should be changed because, I mean, the resources are there. The agencies are there. They have to be greatly improved, of course. We all know about that. But they should include us as part of the population. Anybody has any thoughts on that? 213-816-1650.
We do have Bella holding.
Yeah, is the number here. Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, while we have a few minutes before we take a call, we'd like to remind you of our television schedule. Monday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20 local. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20. And Wednesday, we go on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, around the world. So check that out. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel on Wednesday, 11 o'clock, through Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You can find it. All right, Inner Sight, talking about how the agencies that protect people should include us. They have investigative powers. They have court powers. They have the power to involve the police. You know? Why doesn't this include us as disabled and the things we need? Let's take a phone call. Inner Sight.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Hi, good evening, everyone. Hello, world. Yeah. How are we all doing today?
Hey, you sound like you're going to... You sound like you want to get your own show.
Yeah. Well, without you, I need you. I need you by my side. I need a team. I can't do it alone. I don't think so.
Well, I'm not a king. I'm just a pawn. I'm just
you,
a humble
Joe,
dude,
Susan.
Man. Anyway.
No, but you have a great point, Frank, what you were saying about the wheelchair. But like I told you a story before a while back about my friend in the wheelchair. They, you know, he called the agency to come out fix his wheelchair. You believe this man? They really was trying to tell him they was gonna come 2 to 3 days. And mind you, this man needs a machine to clear up his chest, his lungs, take out the mucus, and another machine to help him breathe. And he needs to be mobile to get to at least get to the bathroom. And they told him he had to stay like that 2 days. And he didn't have, you know, the aid's going to be there, you know, a certain amount of hours. But for a person that's used to being able to get around on his own, that's 48 hours seems normal for people to wait, that could walk and move around, they could wait. But for a person that their wheels is literally their legs, they can't sit there and wait 48 hours. That's too much. So I literally had to call and advocate for my friend and made them come out two hours. They came in 2 hours instead of 2 days. And it's sad that he couldn't call someone else or like the agencies you're talking about to protect him from that kind of situation, from even occurring.
Yeah, because he was in danger. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to protect people. Yeah, supposed to protect people who are in danger. You know, and in that case, you know, their job actually is easier. You know, they don't have to go in and usually, and get somebody like that out of the house. They just got to make sure that he gets the help he needs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at Suzanne. She's got 3 broken wheelchairs, and she can't get a replacement.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's Adult Protective Services? You know what they'll They'll come over and say, why don't you go to a nursing home?
She needs a new ventilator. They're giving her a hard time with that, too.
Yeah, you see. We are not included.
She's not allowed to breathe.
Yeah, right. You know, that's the problem. We're not included in the regular law that protects everybody else. And that's really the bottom line. They went and they created a separate set of rules, which actually made it worse for us.
Yeah. I still say
every
they
time...
should be...
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I still say the laws, everything should be reworked. All the ADA rules should be amended into every law that exists today and have it all combined so we get the equality that we're supposed to get. Because most of the ADA is rules, and at least half of it depends on quote-unquote reasonable accommodation, which is what gets us in trouble in the first place because no one knows what it means. So if you could take every law in the books has a purpose, has a definite purpose. So if you could combine the ADA, get rid of the ADA as it is, and institute every law that's on the books now to include the disabled population, it'll be fixed.
Yeah, and I believe they let it pass that way because these multi-billion-dollar agencies were involved, you know, and it's just another way of controlling us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the ADA. You don't need anything else, you know. And it doesn't do anything for us. I mean, why should we have to go to court to fight for the simplest thing, you know, that's supposed to be there for that is there for everybody else?
And the ADA, the agencies follow the ADA. You know, that's why we can't get anything from them, because anything you ask for, they go back to the ADA to see if you're entitled to it.
Yeah. And they don't
make up their own mind.
Yeah. I refer back, and I can't help referring back, to the guide dog thing again. The guide dog schools, the ADA says they don't have to give you a guide dog.
Yeah, right.
What kind of a stupid ass thing passes like that? You know? I mean, every disabled person in this country, in this world, perhaps, at one time or another, most will have to deal with a service dog school. And that's how the ADA protects us?
You know how it should read, Frank? You know, let that be in there. Not everyone is entitled to a service dog, but everyone is entitled to the right to know why they're not entitled to that dog.
Yeah, and then a hearing. You know, some kind of an impartial hearing. And in the meantime, you know, what should be done to remedy that, again, it's not the best thing in the world, but Adult Protective Services and Child Protective Services should be given the authority to investigate these things and to do something about it, to take the agency to court if need be.
There's
we don't
no
have
law.
Anything.
That's why they can't.
Well, maybe they could.
It goes back to the same thing. There's no law to protect you, so even the Adult Protective Services could not take the school to court because there's nothing to back it up.
Well, maybe if the governor passed an executive order, you know, there'd be a big fight over it, but it's better than nothing. Maybe it would go. You know, if you could get some of these disabled people to stand up for it. You know, one thing about disabled people, they're supposed to be very vigilant about rights, but they're afraid to come forward with this service.
They don't want
to
lose.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose everything they've got because they don't have enough to begin with.
Right. But if Governor Cuomo would pass some kind of an executive order, then they'd be protected. Maybe some of these people would speak up. See? They have nothing to fall back on. So that's why they're afraid. Hey, Belly, you still there?
Of course, hanging on.
Oh, okay. So, So that's what
you were saying too about the stoplights being readable, but they should have like an emergency button in case of an emergency for you know, let's say the disabled as well. Let's say they can't have no one outside to reach. Speak with, they should have an emergency button to press on those traffic lights where they could speak to someone for help in case of an emergency.
They should put a button there so you could read the light.
Yeah, read the light, get in touch with someone in case of an emergency. Those type of things would be, you know, great, because in a train station, even there, like the directions is really hard sometimes. I see it, some places don't have elevator services. The elevator services have Braille, some of them, but if they don't have Braille and it's just nothing but stairs, how do you know which side is which? How you know which side is the N train and how you know that side is the R train? Or how you know who's taking the one train?
We've been fighting that for years, and they always tell us there's Braille at every subway station. The thing is, you have to go looking for it. It should be on every post where there's a sign posted. There should be Braille, not just in one spot.
Yeah, you go on any platform, and you will find signs way up high on the poles. You know, you can touch them. You can't read them when you're visually impaired, but where each one of those signs is posted down below, there should be a duplicate in the raised print and the Braille. Now, why doesn't Adult Protective Services and Child Protective Services get involved with that and say, look, we want these people, we want everybody protected. Put these signs up. you know? I mean, and then you have many trains in the subway that still don't even call out the stops. Well, a lot of times you can't even hear it.
They probably either turn it off or the PA systems don't work right, because a lot of these PA systems are garbage in these trains anyway.
Yeah. They ought to get protective services should get involved in that and make sure, you know, check these things out. Are people adequately protected? Does your PA work? You got to fix that. You know what I mean?
Look what happens on the Long Island Railroad every day. Half the time you don't get announcements on them, and most of them are new trains that are supposed to have the automated systems. And look at the fact that the external speakers that the trains were built with to make it accessible to the blind and sight impaired, so they knew which way the train was going when it pulled into the station.
Yeah,
they were
forced
to turn it off because people complained it was too noisy. So, I mean, every so often you hear one working because evidently the crew doesn't know how to shut it off. Or if it's a special time of day, you know, like during rush hour and the train's going to skip stops or something like that, every so often you'll hear an external announcement. This is an express train. It won't be making so-and-so stops, you know, so you're alerted. But most of the time, you have to wait till you're inside the train to hear an announcement, and that's unsafe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, where you don't hear that announcement, you know, and you're trying to get somebody's attention, you know, to find out what train is this, which way is it going, the damn door can close on you. Now, isn't that putting somebody in danger?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many
times. Where's protective services?
I don't know how many times I've come home when I've gone out on the occasional Thursday night. Now, when I come home, I'm actually coming home like in the middle of rush hour. So there are a lot of trains coming through. Some don't make the stops. You know, they don't announce on the platform whether it's a local or an express. They just announce the time of the train.
Yeah.
You know, and if the train pulls in a minute early or a minute late and the announcement is telling you it's a different train, you're not exactly sure which train is pulling in. So a lot of times I'll have to ask when the doors open, is this a local train or an express? Because I'm only going like 4 or 5 stops, and they do cut out stops in the middle on our branch. A lot of people don't get this, but on our particular branch of the railroad, during rush hour, they'll skip in between stops, like 2 or 3 here, 2 or 3 there. It won't be expressed to one point and then local the rest. They'll make 3 or 4. They'll make 3 or 4 stops. They'll go express 3 or 4 stops. Then they'll go local again the rest of the run. You know, if you get on the wrong, train. And the doors close, and you find out now you're going to the end of the line when you wanted to get off 4 stops before that. Then you messed up, because then you got to go down off that platform, over to the next platform, wait for the next local train to go the other direction, and try to explain that to the collector when they come to get the ticket, and you're going to get 9 out of 10 times you're going to get stuck paying for an additional ticket because they're not going to believe you.
And you can't even read the signs on the platforms, you know. And, you know, why doesn't Protective Services insist that these trains announce what they are and where they're going audible to the outside of the train when that door opens? And, you know, and why don't they, it need be, take the provider of that service into court and say, look, we don't care if people are annoyed or hear these announcements. We're more concerned with the person who may be disabled, who's going to be in danger because he or she doesn't know what train this is, and they're getting jammed in the damn door.
Yeah, right.
That's what they should do.
I live right across the street from my local railroad station. My place doesn't face it, but still, I could hear the trains pulling in and out. And I used to be able to hear from my apartment. Now, this didn't bother me at all. I loved it. I used to be able to hear when the train pulled in which way it was going and what the next stop was. Because instead of judging time by the clock, if I was going to catch a train, I was able to tell by whether it was an eastbound train that just pulled in or a westbound train that just pulled in. If they were running on time or not, I'd be able to tell listening.
Yeah, there's a two-sided station there. If you can't read it, how do you know which way is going which way?
Well, they don't always go the right way anyway. You know, if there's track work or if there are delays or something like that. In fact, there are many times there's an announcement on the platform. The train, so-and-so train will be leaving from track two instead of track one. Granted, it's only a two-sided platform.
Yeah, but if you're not familiar, how do you know? I wouldn't know at your station.
Well, it's simple, basically. I mean, there's a west side and an east side, just like yours. I mean, you just have two separate platforms.
Yeah, but if you come up on a certain stairwell, you don't know which way is which. I wouldn't. They should have it on the pole.
Yeah, but the other side of the coin is, too, you would hear the train coming in advance. You know which way it was coming in.
Well, I wouldn't. How would I know? I'd know which way it's coming in, but I don't know which way it's going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they would cut the... At a station like mine, whichever way it's coming in, it's going that direction. It can't change directions.
But is that west or east?
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. You could hear which way it's going.
Yeah, but I'm a guy like me. I'm not good with south, north, south, east, and west.
Mm.
So I don't know. I wouldn't know which way, if it's going.
Noise.
That's why it should say up there. Well, now here's the question: does it say for everybody else? This is the west bound or this is the east bound side? Well, I don't even know what it says.
The platform's all labeled, yes.
Well, not for us. See what I mean? Why aren't they labeled for us? There it is. You know, forget about which way the train is going. It should be labeled just like it is for everybody else. You know, and protective services should insist on that. It's another form of, because, you know, what if, now I've had it at Rockville Center. Mm-hmm. I've had it where two trains would come in at once. And I'm in the middle. I don't know which the hell, which way. I know I'm going home. You know, I got to go east. But how do I know, you know, and I got to wait for one to announce, the other announce. The door's closed. Ah, man, it's a mess.
Yeah, right.
It's a mess. We're not protected.
I just loved when they had the external announcements, though. I mean, I was standing up on a platform before they even started running the new trains, you know, when they were doing the testing. And I'm waiting for a train to go west. And all of a sudden, this train pulls in. You know, it wasn't taking anybody yet. It was a brand new train. Doors opened and it said, "This is the train to Babylon. The next station is Lindenhurst." And I went, "Wow!" I said, "They're finally bringing trains in that I'll know where the train is going."
Yeah, right.
You know, and then some idiots had to make the railroad turn it off, so you don't get it unless you're inside the train. And sometimes it's so low you can't hear it.
Because we're not protected. That's exactly what we're talking about. They should not be allowed.
That is so dangerous. I mean, I couldn't even believe. Like, I don't even know if I could even survive a day. I'll be so nervous. Like, if I can't see and don't know where I'm going, I'll be
horrible
all day. I will never make it home. Like, you probably get walked 5 times a day. Like, if you didn't, you know, if you didn't ask or. And what about the elevators? The elevators are nowhere. There's people, like, I know in Queens, like, you never hardly see elevators, like, in trains. Like, there's only one here, and then you want to see one for a long time, maybe in another direction in Queens, but they're not everywhere, and you don't really, that's sad that you don't hardly ever see people in wheelchairs and taking trains because it's not really accessible for people that are taking wheelchairs. So, you know, there's no elevator, and then you got to transfer to this train, to this train, to this train, just to get to that elevator.
Yeah, because we're not
crazy.
Protected.
You literally got to go around. No, you're not. It's like it's just an unfair world.
And
I
talked
to the railroad. I'm sorry.
I talked
to the railroad management actually about this years ago, where you know when the escalators on a lot of the platforms were constantly turned off by, you know, fools, people that wanted to walk down the escalator because they didn't want to wait for people to get down the steps, so they pushed the emergency button, and then the thing would never be turned back on again unless someone told them the thing was off. So I said, why doesn't every one of these stations have an elevator? I mean, there are people that can't climb the steps. Either they can't climb up or they can't climb down steps, or they're in wheelchairs and everything. Oh, well, we can't put them in every station. And then on the escalators themselves, there are constant announcements. Don't bring luggage, strollers, hand trucks, or anything like this on the escalator. What happens if you're traveling with a child that has to be in a stroller? You're going to lug that stroller up a two or three flight of stairs. You know, regular stairs.
They don't care.
No, you're going to try to do what they're saying is unsafe and take that stroller up the escalator.
Yeah, where's the protective services?
Taking the elevator with my stroller, I'm sorry, Frank. You know how I have my crumpled tone and my bad back in me. Now, I literally was that person that had a chance to this train to get an elevator. Why? Because my son's stroller was so heavy, plus the diaper bag. And when you carry baby stuff, you carry like a million things. And I was literally, I couldn't carry my stroller really. And then like to go up and down three flights and then to go another two more. I was like, how am I going to do this? I would literally start to cry. And I would have to transfer to this train just to make it to appointments. And it was frustrating. Very frustrating, and it's like I would like they need to change this. For like I have health issues plus a carriage, and I can't get around. Like this is insane.
A couple of summers ago, I was with one of our advocates. We were trying to get media attention about the American Disability Act, and we had to get off at a particular station to get to where we were going, and she was in a wheelchair. She couldn't get out of the station.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave her there. She had to go to the next stop, and I found out later. Now, here's the protective part. I found out later when she was getting on the next train, you know, the wheelchair tipped over, and she almost fell, you know, and thank God somebody saw it. You know?
Who's making that noise on the line?
I'm sorry, I just grabbed something.
Yeah.
She almost fell? I'm sorry.
So
where
is the protective services? See, that's why every station should be accessible. She would not have gone back on the train to try to get to an accessible station if that damn station was accessible. They didn't protect her. Protective services does nothing about it. Now there's the point right there, you know.
That's so
thank
sad.
God she was all right, you know.
Thank God
they don't
happen to her.
They don't even have ramps for you to get into those subway cars.
No, they don't.
The Long Island Railroad, they put out temporary ramps for you to get in the cars.
Yeah.
But on the subways, from what I understand, you just have to make your way on, whether there's a gap or not.
Yeah, right. Damn right. And you have to, if you want to get out of the damn subway a lot of times, you got to go to a different station. They have that on their travel information. They have the nerve to put it on there, you know, and not fix the situation. Let me take a break here. We'll take more phone calls if we have any.
All right.
Let me recognize a few people that help us. James Bahamundi, attorney, housing specialist, service dog discrimination, and a lot more. You need a good lawyer? Give Jim a call. He'll answer your questions. 516-783-9662. All right. James Bahamundi, attorney. Let's see. We're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here in Suffolk County, New York. They got the nursing home transitional program. Any political information you're looking for, I'm sure that if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. And they have all kinds of services you can talk to them about. They have equipment from time to time that you can borrow. You know, make sure you check it out, the condition of it, before you take it out. I would. All right, SILO, 631-880-7929. Check them out. And we're brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. That's the Akita, the great Japanese dog. Very honorable in Japan. They use them to watch children. They're very good with children. And years ago, I don't know if they still do it. They might. The emperor used the Akita to protect the palace in Japan. So I would imagine they still have some Akitas around, you know, with the prime ministers and all that. All right. Big East Akita Rescue. Make great service dogs. You got to get the right one. The Akita Rescue will evaluate your dog for you. And if you do need a service dog, call us. We'll do whatever we can to help you. 631-224-3090. If you've been denied a service dog, call us. We'd like to know about it. You know, we'll help. All right, the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, Akita Lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. Their number is 609-388-7004. Tell them you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. And we're talking about protection. Protect all the beautiful children in this world. Give them more protection. Give them more help. As I said last night, and I believe it, I think the children should be protected before the politicians. You know, a lot of these politicians are guarded and protected with police and everything else. What about the children? They're more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Than the politicians. This world is backwards. Remember Corey Foster and Avanti Oquindo, and Corey's the anniversary of his death coming up in a couple of weeks. So Avanti, the little autistic boy who wandered out of school and lost his life because they didn't watch him properly. Remember all of them. Keep them close to your heart. Hey, we're brought to you by Able News around the world, and the Sioux had to take off. So let's see if we can get Joe to do the Able.
I guess I could help out.
And then you can, thanks, we appreciate it. And then you can go right into the nightly.
All righty, double duty tonight.
Yeah.
Able News is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 25 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section for buying and selling items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able News is now online. Go to ablenews.com and sign up for that free I said free subscription today. And as always, we thank Angela for putting our ad in the paper. And with any luck, very soon we'll be updating that, so that's correct. And now to the nightly report of GoFundMe. We are holding steady at $100, and we have a steady 108 shares. Once again, people, intersite.info is the easiest way to get to GoFundMe. You click on the logo up on the top of the page, and it'll bring you right in. If you don't want to do that, you can find your open a new browser, type in the words GoFundMe, hit enter, scroll down to where it says find a campaign, type in the word InnerSight, InnerSight, hit enter, scroll down to the green picture with the tree on it, click on that, and you'll be on our page. Please read it, share it, support it. As I say every night, we're working on making sure everything is set up appropriately, so with everything might not show at the moment, but we are accepting donations through WePay. It's a very secure site. Our charity registration and tax ID number come up when you go to donate. So whether it be large or small, please read the information on the page. Share it. Share with any of the groups you're connected with, because the more you share it, the more people see it, and the more people that have a potential to help us out. We definitely need the support. We need to help some people out. We're talking about being protected tonight. The protection comes in many ways. It comes from the funding to make yourself safe. It comes from these organizations helping you when you need it to keep you safe, and agencies like the Protective Services to make sure that everything is being done right to make sure you're safe. But a lot of it starts with the general public helping out, so we could secure the funds to help people get the equipment and the services that they need to run their basic lives. We're not talking about things to make us happy, so to speak. We're not looking for frivolous things to get with the money. You know, we're not looking for luxury items, but we're looking for things like wheelchairs for people that have broken wheelchairs. For someone to get a ventilator that's having problems breathing, for someone else to get home services because they're having issues with needing or their home cleaned up properly because they can't do it. You know, all these different things are basic services, basic things that people have on a regular basis that the disabled population don't. So every time you do something, I do this every day. Think about the person that can't do it and put something in the pot here for the disabled people, and be sure you know that all the money is going directly to where it needs to go. We're not giving any money up to salaries or administrative costs or anything else. And like I say every night, if you don't want to hear my boring speech every night, give us the money. I'm tired of talking about it. So just give us the money, and we'll show you what we do with it. We'll talk about it right on the air. We're not afraid to.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Our phone number here, 213-816-1650. And you know, why is it not where the disabled person can pick up the phone and call Protective Services and say, look, I feel I'm in danger. I'm not protected. You know, my wheelchair, I've been denied a service dog, or whatever it may be.
What about the AIDS?
Yeah. The AIDS, you know, any number of things. I mean,
Going into a hospital, not having an aid.
Yeah. It's not there for us to call that agency and have them look, you know, make a phone call and say, you know, well, we're going to call this agency right now and tell them that they have to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody does that but us.
Yeah. I think it would be great if, now, we have two friends of ours going into the hospital on Monday.
Yeah.
One of them has an aid. One of them has an aid. One doesn't. But the one that does have the aid, I'd love to be able to have her call as soon as they say to her, once you leave the emergency room, you can't have your aid with you. I'd love for her to be able to call Adult Protective Services and right from her hospital room and say, this hospital won't let me have an aid. Do something about it.
Yeah, right. Well, we all know what the answer is.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
we can't
do anything about that. You're in the hospital, let them help you, you know. But it doesn't work that way.
No.
We have people who have been abused in the hospital, people who
have died. We had someone
die
because of it.
Yeah.
One of your good friends died because he had no help.
Yeah, the staff doesn't know what to do with the disabled. They're not trained for it in those hospitals. The aid, at least, is better at it. Okay, granted, a lot of them are not trained properly either, but at least there's a better chance with the aid.
Yeah.
You know.
And the aid would be there steadily instead of having to take care of 50 other patients.
Right, right.
And say,
so
I can't do that now.
Situation.
I have other people to help.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what it is. You know, I can't help you now. What about all the others?
Yeah.
You know,
they make you feel bad, you know, when.
Yeah. So there's another way that we are not protected. By the way, tomorrow night we got the Follies here on Inner Sight, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. You know, maybe we can get Bella to call in with a couple of jokes. How about that, Bella?
That sounds good.
Can you line up a couple of funny things?
I will try so. I will try to make you guys laugh.
Yeah.
I hope everything goes well with Charlie. I don't know. I didn't get to tell him that, but, you know, if you guys get to speak to him before I do, tell him, you know, I'll tell him I hope it all goes well for him, too.
Yeah, both Charlie and Suzanne are going into the hospital.
And Suzanne.
Yeah, Charlie might call in tomorrow. He a lot of times calls in on the Follies.
Yeah. So we need more protection. We really do. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable how people can just get away with doing these things to us. Things that we need, not things that we want or looking to, you know, luxuries. We're not talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about things that we need to function and to have a full life as much as possible. And this is why we urge these politicians to change these things, you know, and include us. See, that's the thing. We're not included in the protection of the,
you know, the funny thing?
Agency. Yeah.
The independent living organization, which is supposed to be helping us protect ourselves, they don't even do anything.
No, they don't.
You know,
they don't.
The way I see it, if Protective Services was involved, then it should be a group effort between Protective Services, the independent living organizations, and the individual offices for people with disabilities in every community.
Oh yeah.
There should be a whole link between the three of them.
Yeah.
And that way, maybe you don't have to go to these other idiots like some of these agencies that don't do anything for you, like the commission and all these other places. You wouldn't have to go to them and bother them with some of these things if these three agencies and organizations would bond together and work together. You know, and then with our plan of the debit card system to get our own accounts and everything, you know, we wouldn't need these people that don't do anything for us. We'll get the help we need. We'll get the protection we need. We'll get the services we need and anything else we could buy.
Yeah. When I was denied a guide dog many, many years, I called all those agents. I called Adult Protective Services. I called Independent Living, you know. And all I got was, we can't do that. We don't do that.
Right.
You know. And my next question was to them, well, where do I go to get help and protection? You see? And where do you go under those circumstances?
Remember when we dealt with your town and we sat in that office?
Yeah.
And we said, you know, oh, well, we want to write these agencies to get help and blah, 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 blah. And we said, you're not going to get help from any one of them. Oh, just watch. You'll see. We're going to send each one of them a letter. They're going to respond and they're going to help us and blah, 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 blah. Half of them didn't even write back. The few that did write back, they denied help.
Yeah.
And because they denied help, your town refused to help because they said, because the agency said, don't bother.
Yeah. Because the agency don't protect us.
Right. So basically, they were going to do something for us, but the agencies told them no. Because they insisted upon writing to them because these people are there to provide you help and to provide you services. They're going to do what they can for you. And we sat right there, looked them right in the face and said, you're not going to get anything from them. We promise you. Oh, yes, we will. Yes, we will. They were like,
we told them. They didn't believe us.
Yeah. How strong were they in their belief? Oh, no, we're going to write every one of them. We're going to get response, and then we're going to help you out with this. We'll help you out with that. As soon as they got the no and don't bother, they turned their noses up at us and wouldn't do anything for us. And we never got our money back either.
No, we didn't.
Yep.
You know.
We gave them, I don't mind saying it on the air, we gave them $500 to renovate the town. To renovate town hall and to renovate the town and start making things better. They didn't do a thing and they never gave us our money back. They claim they never got the money. And we handed it to them. At a new conference.
Yeah, well, you know, it's horrible the way.
Well, that's our protection.
We're not protected, you know. And it just goes on and on and on. You know, because of the system.
Just want to get treated equally. That's all. Just equal rights.
That's all we want.
Yep.
The same
get treated like a
treatment
human being
that everybody else would get. You know. And we don't have it. 213-816-1650 Inner Sight. And if you have any experience out there where you have not been protected, we'd like to hear about it. You know, and what you think about protective services having the authority to protect disabled people in connection with the things that we need. You know, that's been the problem all along. That every time something is done, something comes up in a meeting and we try to get more rights, you'll notice it's always a compromise leaves us out. You know, always. I mean, in any type of rights situation that you hear about or know about, we always fall short of getting what we need because we're not protected. See, if we
how many
were protected,
of these county meetings?
We'd get a lot more.
What? How many of these county meetings have we gone to together? And when we show up, it's like they don't know what to do. They're afraid to have us. They're afraid to have us speak.
Oh yeah, you know, definitely. They don't want to hear it.
And we're one of the few groups that tells it as it is. You get these people going up there and they're blabbing away and not making any sense. You know, we go up there and we tell them the truth and we tell them what should be done and how we deserve the equal rights and we should be having the same thing everyone else does. And we get they're like deers in headlights. In fact, some of the people in the some of the county personnel usually walk away when one of us gets up.
Yeah.
You know, they're all supposed to be sitting up front, you know, at their on their platform, listening and responding back. One of us gets up there to talk, they kind of slither away. You know,
we spoke before, and we always do every night about Corey and Avante and how the anniversary is coming up. We were the only agency that was outraged over Corey's death.
Yep.
I don't know of any other group for the disabled. Now, where the hell was the adult, was the Child Protective Services? You know, they didn't even come forward. They weren't at any of the events, the news events or the media alerts or anything. You know?
Nope.
They're supposed to be protective of children. Where the hell were they? Go
they
ahead,
weren't please. Help. They didn't help on either one.
No.
You know, you know how you grab people's attention? Unfortunately, it's you got to hit them where it hurts. It's their pockets. If a group of people could just shoot them for mental stress, they'll probably grab their attention. Like a group of people just sue that agency just for just giving them depression and stress just because they're not being heard or being treated fairly. But it got to be like a large amount, you know, like. And that's, unfortunately, like, if that could make the papers and it hurts their pockets, that will grab a lot of attention and they will start to make changes. They will make a lot of settlements and, oh, no, we'll work with you now because you grabbed their attention. Unfortunately, when you hit someone where it hurts, it's usually money. That's it's all.
Well,
you
that's
shoot them,
why
that's
we,
how you grab them.
Yeah, that,
grab
that,
they,
that's
grab everyone's attention.
That's why we need the money to make all these things public.
Yeah.
You know, and at the same time, help people.
Yeah, they don't always do everything afterwards either. They'll settle. You know, they'll say to the media, "Oh yeah, well, we promise we'll do this. We promise we'll do that." And as soon as the public eye isn't watching so carefully anymore, they go back to their old ways.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because
gotta get the news involved.
No
get Hope Me Howard. Help other people and implement that, stay on top of it, and then slap them with another lawsuit until they get it right. Something got to change. It's like someone needs to stick up.
Media doesn't
want to
touch
them,
though.
Like
the media doesn't want to get involved.
No, very rarely do they ever publish a story about a disabled person. Very rarely.
We had some connections out here with the News 12, you know, with public access. With the News 12 people and the reporters and whatnot, but some of them went by the wayside. And you call in there now, and you're like, well, "We don't know who you are." You know,
yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to us. You know, the only thing they're interested in is what they're interested in. Nothing else.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank Bella for calling in. We always love to have her on the air. Big Joe, engineer.
Yes.
And
our
co-host, Sue's lady, had to get off the air tonight. Hope she feels better. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Give us a call, 631-224-3090. We'll do what we can to help. GoFundMe. Don't forget that, please. We need those funds to help people. So GoFundMe. Innersight.info is the website. You can access the GoFundMe that way, too. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.